South Lyon Community Schools voters will find a non-homestead operating millage renewal on the ballot. Jim Graham is Assistant Superintendent for Business and Finance.
The non-homestead millage is part of the Proposal A changes in Michigan that happened back in 1994. And to get our full funding from the state, we have to levy 18 mills on our non-homestead property tax payers. So it essentially, the money is derived from the per pupil foundation allowance from the state of Michigan. And so those dollars are used for our operations.
Voters in Saline area schools have a similar non-homestead operating millage renewal to decide. In the city of Milan, voters will consider a half-mill tax increase to pay for services for senior citizens. Dominic Hamden serves on Milan City Council and on the board of Milan Seniors for Healthy Living. He says those services used to be paid for by the city, which then privatized the work and a charitable organization took over the job.
Currently, and for the last few years, the Milan Seniors for Healthy Living program was contracted with the city in order to provide services, but that contract is scheduled to expire at the middle part of next year. And when that contract expires, a portion of our funding will be depleted as well.
Saline Township is asking voters to approve a one-mill tax renewal to pay for road maintenance. Jim Marion is Saline Township Supervisor.
Hopefully the people will get out and vote. And that it will pass so we can continue like we have in the last 5 years. Because it is just the gravel roads that are non-primary.
Marion says the alternative is to go back to having the cash-strapped County Road Commission maintain those roads. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.